If you are a web designer or you have a blog, Dennis Kelly has a blog. Dennis, post your link in the chat room there, Category 5 on Freenode. With your blog, Dennis, you're going to need to use featured images. You've got to add a featured image so that when someone shares your posts, it puts that picture with the blog.
Oh, yeah, and it helps with like search engine optimization, too,
sure
right?
Sure does. So people like to click on stuff that has a great-looking image. Boop. Now, your blog so far has images with it, so make sure you set one as the featured image. But what do you do when you just write something and you don't have something to associate with it as far as the look goes?
Right.
You need an image. You need a stock image in a lot of cases. But you go on to iStock Photo, you're going to pay $30 for a picture.
Yikes.
Just so that your blog looks a little better.
Man, that's...
You're going to pay, you know, $20 to some for this. Yeah, I'm totally for paying photographers what they're worth and everything, but we're talking, you know, you just need something quick. You need something cheap and dirty. That's where Creative Commons comes in. So there is a stock imagery website that is licensed under CC0. What does that mean? You can use it free.
Right.
No payment on both personal and commercial websites.
Hey, wow. That is great.
That's useful.
Or commercial use. It doesn't even say websites, just commercial use. If you want to use it on a billboard,
go ahead.
Go ahead. But what CC0 also says is no attribution required.
So no credit.
You do not have to anywhere on your site put a link to them. You don't have to give credit where credit's due. While I encourage that,
right?
While I do encourage that, this site gives us an opportunity to get real, legitimate, licensed, free photographs for our projects. So think about pixels. Pixels are something that you're familiar with, but head on over to Pexels, PEXELS.com, and what would we normally look for in a stock photo?
Something from the newsroom, likely.
Yeah? So yes. Let's say Android phone. And there we go. Here are some Pexels, some free stock images that are provided for us.
Look at that.
That we can download. So there's a great one. Look at that. So it's
that
a free download.
No way.
Yeah, okay. Look at the license, CC0 license. Free for personal and commercial use, no attribution required. You can learn more about the license, but you're just going to go, oh, that is simple. That's all there is to it. And it basically says everything that I just told you. Okay, so in a situation like this, of course, we're expecting that, okay, now, okay, I obviously still have to give them my credit card. I still have to sign up for an account of some sort. I see some Squarespace things there. Oh, wait, those are ads. That's how they're paying for it.
Right.
But, okay, let's see the process here. I'm expecting I'm going to have to go through some hoopla here in order to gain access to this photo. So let's see what we have. Let's do this drop-down. Okay, so we have access to 640 by 426. And now we usually want to get the highest resolution. So 6,000 by 4,000. I guarantee you iStock is going to charge us pretty penny for a full resolution image.
Oh,
like
yeah.
They charge a little less on some sites, not iStock. They charge the same across the board. But some sites will charge less for the smaller images. Mm-hmm. In this particular case, hey, it's free. Okay, let's choose 6,000 by 4,000. How much are we going to have to enter as far as our personal information? Let's see. What?
What? Are you kidding me?
What?
How can they... How can they do that, Robbie?
That resolution. And it's free.
It's free.
And there's unlimited, right?
Pexels,
you don't have to sign up.
You don't have to sign up. There is no limitation on how many you can download. It's pexels.com. P-E-X-E-L-S.
That is awesome.